This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Zanele, good evening. Thanks for your time.
Good evening. Thank you so much for having us.
An important point that Pedro was making there about, you know, reviving these facilities, the areas and spaces where young people can actually take part in various activities, right?
It's true. It's true. They do need extramural activities. But then also, I mean, it depends. If you have a child that's gifted a certain way, I mean, you've seen how people have had their singing careers actually started in church, in singing in the church choir, mm-hmm. and then they go on to become Grammy Award winners. So it is important. I think he makes a very good point, because if you don't try to play soccer, then how do you know that we actually have a star on our hands?
Mm. And yeah. Do you then, as COSATU, believe that in order for the stars to really, you know, be seen and for them to shine as bright as they can be, that the young blood that gets introduced into cabinet, or that what you are calling for young people to be introduced into cabinet, that could actually really assist in that kind of way as well, to show young people that anything is possible?
I think so. Because, I mean, if you include some young blood into cabinet, they will bring those fresh ideas that haven't been there for a while. And also, I mean, if you are to talk about something that involves the youth, it should be someone who can actually remember what that is like, you know, what being a young person is like. And they better know what is needed, how things can be changed to improve. So, yeah, that's why we are calling for the inclusion of young blood in this next upcoming cabinet.
And what does that young blood look like for you? And also speaking about, you know, the ages, because when we speak about young people these days, or the youth, and you are really calling for it to be a tribute to the youth of 1976, it is people that are 35 and lower. But what age gap also are you looking at as COSATU?
Well, all I know is someone who is 35 is closer to someone who, you know, remembers much vividly what it was like to be 15 than somebody who is actually 78. Mm. you understand a lot better. You remember what it was like to be on campus and to actually have, you know, your breakfast, lunch, and supper just consisting of bread and eggs, and how it was possible to actually stretch the little rents that you had to make sure that, you know, you were fed, kind of entertained. But then you also understand that if all of a sudden you are expected to all of a sudden pay bank charges of 70 rands, out of the 1,570 rands that you get, that it's a bit of high, man. From that 70 rands, I could have gotten a few more loaves this month than to actually have the 70 rands now go to a service provider, which wasn't happening before. So those kind of things are very important. It is important to understand what the people that you are serving are going through, and to be able to then come up with solutions around that.
Mm. And of course, we do know and we understand now, as a country that will be going into a GNU, a government of national unity, what are you then calling on from the political parties that are forming this GNU?
Well, are we talking in terms of just the youth, or are we talking generally as COSATU and what we would like to see for work?
Let's start with the youth, because of course it is Youth Month and yesterday was Youth Day.
Well, for the youth, there are problems, and it's actually, I mean, if you are someone who, you know, hit the streets when you was, you know, in 1976, and unfortunately you happen to have been shot at that point in time and your life ended. If you had a chance to just look in and see what's happening, you would find that the youth actually are the most unemployed in this country. Unemployment between people who are 15 to 24 stands at 60%. And to find that someone who's actually 15 doesn't have a job but doesn't also go to school, and it's someone who has a lot of energy but has no ways of using it, I think you'd be quite disappointed. There's the fact that, you know, the school dropout rate is actually not any better, because it's been said that for every 100 pupils that start grade one, only about 40 of them will sit for the matric exam 12 years later. So what happened to the other 60? What happened to the other 60? And we've seen how, you know, we always, it pains. I don't know about other people, but it pains me to see those children who are in the Eastern Cape actually having to swim across the river to get to school, and then swim back to get home. And to find that, I mean, then you understand, Guti, why didn't the other 60 make it to matric? Because really, going to school is hard enough when you have to do maths, but now you actually have to wake up and get dressed in your uniform, but then get to the riverbank, take off your uniform, swim across, put it on the other side, go to school, and then do it again, and then do it again every day. It takes something extra special to actually do that until you get to matric. So those are the problems that we're looking at and that we think should be addressed.
Mm. And I wonder then, you know, as COSATU, have you had these kind of discussions with the ruling ANC during the 6th administration, the 5th administration? Have you had these kind of discussions for them to understand that, you know, even though you keep calling for this, it doesn't seem as though there's much change that you are witnessing?
Yeah, those are very, very difficult. They're very difficult conversations. And you would know, Guti, as COSATU, our main focus would be workers. And the working class.
Mm-hmm.
So in terms of that, we've made headway, because, I mean, look at the national minimum wage. People who used to earn 6 rand per hour, and it used to be that, when the national minimum wage came in, then there were certain sections, you know, then security guards could earn this much, then, you know, farm workers could earn this much, domestic workers could earn this much. But now everyone is, you know, entitled to 27.58 rand, at least as a minimum, to say that this is what I would, you know, this is what government says I should get paid. And you can actually be able to negotiate that with your boss, you know, who you are helping run their household.
Mm.
And those things are important, that we've been able to achieve that. In September, with the two-pot system coming in, people will be able to, if they find themselves in a difficult position financially, to be able to borrow from their pension fund, from their provident fund, to say, you know, the difficult thing was that people would be sitting and they needed money and they needed it badly, and they knew, I actually have money in my pension fund, but I can't access it unless I resign. And therefore, people used to resign just to be able to access that money. So now that come the 1st of September, that goes away. You'll be able to borrow from those savings a certain portion, but then of course you have to pay tax on that, because that's how life works.
Mm.
But at least it makes things a lot easier. So we have made some headway in terms of that.
And I then wonder, you know, from some of the commitments that the ANC may have had when it comes to somehow improving the lives of the young people in South Africa, what are those commitments that as COSATU you stand by and you're calling for the GNU to implement and to work hand in hand with the ANC also in improving the lives of the young people?
Well, there is the presidential employment program that is meant to give young people opportunities for at least 12 months. You are, you know, employed for 12 months because it's been, research has found that once you've held on to a job for a year, then your chances of actually getting the next job are that much better. So it helps you because then you get into a formal situation, you know how to behave at work, because how you behave at work is very different from how you behave at home. So that gives you, and you are learning, you are being taught skills that you can then take forward to build on and actually now kickstart your career. So that has helped, but then we are calling for government to just extend that program to actually have at least 2 million participants to make sure that, you know, we now start to eat away at this very high unemployment rate where youth is concerned. The government, the ANC's commitment has also been that, you know, there should be a national youth service, which I know that in Nigeria they have a kind of program like that where the defense force, actually, because the defense force, anyone who knows, you know, when you go into the defense force, you gain a lot of skills. There's so much that you can learn from there. It's not just about being a soldier. Depending on what you're interested in, you can be exposed to that. So that is one commitment that the ANC has made, and we'd like to see that actually, taken seriously and developed to make sure there's other opportunities that young people can look into. There's also the private sector has also started its own program, which is the YES Project. That does the same thing. You're giving young people an opportunity for 12 months. And some young people have gone into those situations and really grabbed the opportunity and made it work for themselves, because they come in, they do what needs to be done, and they impress. Mm. And then they are offered a job at the end of it. We've heard about teachers' assistants that they come in and they're exposed to the work environment. But then I had an interesting story of a young man who walked into that situation, and he was really good at maths. He actually loved maths. So he engaged with the students. And, everyone around him was really impressed that he could actually be able to make the students actually interested in mathematics. So he, at the end of that program, he was given a job. Mm. So the other thing that we need to let to make young people understand also is when you now are being offered this opportunity to say, come in, you're in a 12-month project, you can't just come in there and, yeah, come and drink coffee and not do what you need to look around. You need to see who in this place is actually going places. Try to get close to those people. Make sure they become your mentor and learn from them. And make sure that at the end of the day, when the 12 months is over, you are one of those people that the employer is willing to give an opportunity to say, well, now you can stay. Mm. You have proven yourself. And so those are the kind of things that we should actually, whenever we get a chance, we need to talk to our young people about. Ubuti, when you get your foot in the door, make sure, Ubuti, you impressed that they do not want to let you go. Mm. There are places where there's a six-week internship. It's a six-week internship. You walk in and these people say to you, you're here for 6 weeks. So in that 6 weeks, you have to make sure, Ubuti, you're impressed. You're impressed so that they say, oh, no, stay another 6 weeks and another 6 weeks. And then before long, you've been there long enough and now you've gained a lot of skills and then you can move elsewhere. And those very same people are actually comfortable enough to say, you know, this bright young star, I can refer to you you can take this one off our hands.
Mm. In conversation with Zanele Sabela, COSATU spokesperson, about the call that COSATU has made for the GNU to do more for the youth. Zanele, I then wonder, with all that you have highlighted and what you've spoken about of some of the things that the ANC has committed to and what you'd like for the GNU to implement, is there a particular political party within the GNU that you are concerned about, or that you're not happy as part of the GNU as COSATU?
So we have a very big gripe with the DA. And the reason we have a big gripe with the DA is whenever there was legislation to be passed that had to do with labor laws in this country, improving the lives of workers or making things easier at work, or things that advantaged workers, then the DA voted against that all the time, without exception. Recently, during the election, you know, during the campaigning towards the elections, they actually showed up on COSATU's doorstep and had a press conference there, and said, "Ukutibona, they don't like this idea of minimum wage. So they're here to say COSATU is taking jobs away from young people, and they want to introduce something called a youth employment certificate. With a certificate that the DA will give you, you as a young person will be able to take it, go to an employer and say, please give me a job, but do not pay me minimum wage." Now, what the problem with the DA is this psychological distance, because as a young black person, when you wake up and you go to work, you have to catch 2-3 taxis. Unlike them, who stay very close to work, when you now say, don't pay me minimum wage, please give me half of minimum wage, it means you'll be working to go, just to be able to go and come back from work. And that is not how we want to live. This is not why the youth of 76 died, so that we can actually just earn enough to go to work and then come back the next day. There is nothing more demoralizing than being in that situation, because what then happens is you leave people at home. You're probably the only one who's been able to get that job. And then you go, you come back, you have nothing to show for it. And people will ask you, "Guti, how? Why are you working?" And literally, why are you working when you have nothing to show for it? So those are the problems that we have. There is this, because they haven't walked in our shoes, they don't know how difficult it is. And so that's why we have a problem with it. There's also the very throwaway comments, that one about, you know, Panyaza Lusufi went to the nearest Shebeen and got these tankards and gave them PEP uniforms, and then said they were peaceful peace officers. Those things are problematic, and those things, it just shows that you're just not thinking. You don't know, and you don't have, if you don't know, you just don't have enough people in the room that can let you know. Do you know what that means when you say that? Do you know how it is being interpreted? And so those are some of the problems that we've had at the DA.
Understood. And I then wonder, you know, with that concerns that you have with the DA within the GNU, do you then think that the call that you are making as COSATU will be taken seriously?
The one about
the youth
rights. So there's one about the workers' rights not being rolled back, and that has been put in the declaration of intent of the GNU, that the rights that workers have worked for and fought for so long will not be rolled back. In terms of the youth, that these things, I mean, anyone who thinks that you can have 60% of young people just laying about doing absolutely nothing, and you're not going to do anything to change that situation, is very ignorant. And so all these things that we're asking for, we don't think it's pie in the sky. These are real things that need to be looked at. The education system also needs serious looking into. We have tiered colleges in this country that need to be fixed. We have CETAs. CETAs actually need to make sure that the skills that we have are actually relevant for the workplace. I mean, we've spoken about graduates who can't get jobs. So CETAs are actually the ones that are supposed to make sure that the skills that young people have are the ones that are sellable. Actually, you can take the skill and go to a company, and this is the skill that's required for now. So we are very sure, and also, I mean, when I talk about hard-won rights, they weren't just given. We had to protest, we had to hit the streets, we had to lobby and all of it, and this is what we do. We will continue to do so, and we will hold the government of national unity to account. We're here, we're here to stay. Let's go.
All right. Zanele Sabela from COSATU, COSATU spokesperson, of course, as we speak about COSATU calling on the GNU to do more for the youth, to do more for the young people, but also, as you say, you know, for the working class as well, Zanele. And I then wonder what is going to be the best way for you to hold the GNU to account?
The very same way. I mean, like the very same way we've always done it. That's how we will. But then, what's supposed to happen now is the president's inauguration is on Wednesday, and then he'll select his cabinet, and then there's supposed to be then an indaba with organized labor, with business, with civic society to say, what is it that we would want this government to actually do? What is it that we want it to deliver? And so we are looking forward to that, for everyone, actually. I mean, like, people have been calling for a second CODESA, and I think that should be it. This should be it. But at the same time, I think the ANC has also, with this election, received a wake-up call to say people have been patient enough, people are out of patience, it's now time to deliver. And I think from what we've seen, they are ready to do that, and they must do that.
All right. Zanele, thank you so much for your time this evening. Truly appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Zanele Sabela, COSATU spokesperson there, speaking to us about the call that they are making to the Government of National Unity to include more youth, young people in cabinet, but also to do more for the youth of South Africa.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.